Okay, we're here with Chef Dana Herbert here at Macy's. He was here doing a demo. Dana, my first question I have is, can you tell us a little bit more about the Macy's Culinary Council?
The Macy's Culinary Council, the easiest way to describe it is a phenomenal group of amazingly talented chefs. Some real heavy hitters on the council like Marcus Samuelson and Rick Bayless, Ming Tsai, people that, you know, we've seen on the Food Network countless amounts of times, really put their dues in and really mastering their craft.
Great. Good. And you're here doing demos and also promoting a new book. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I'm here doing a demo. We did three courses. We did pan-seared scallops with corn cream sauce. We did a smoked turkey, kind of like BLT frittata, and then peach cobbler with bacon ice cream. And so the book that's being handed out today is called The Sweet and Savory Union, after my wife and I. I am, I guess you could say I'm talented on the savory, sweet side. She's was in culinary school on the savory side.
Yeah.
And so that's how the book title came about.
Oh, great. And how long have you been working on the book?
Well, this book has been out a couple years. It's been available, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so forth. But it was just, you know, my labor of love. I'm looking to work on another book soon. I guess you could say your first book is always your learning process,
right,
as an author, and the do's and the don'ts. And so I'm looking forward to this next book that I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to title it yet, but looking forward to it.
Good. Growing up, can you tell me about your favorite food growing up?
Growing up, I grew up at Grandmom's counter. Like I was saying, Grandmom was that type of woman where she cooked until you couldn't eat anymore. So you had to tap out and tell her, that's it. you know, I grew up, I guess you could say, mid-Atlantic. So we had a lot of crab cakes, potato salad. That sort of thing was common for our diet.
Okay, good. And you come home after a long day, you're tired, you're hungry, you have 10 minutes that you want to make a meal. What's your go-to?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to lie. My wife does a lot of the cooking at home. And I'm not picky. It could be dino nuggets if that's what the kids are eating and mac and cheese. But, no, if I – seriously, if I was going to cook a dish and I'm at home, I love to do a penne pasta with shrimp, scallops, and swordfish in it, and kind of like a pink sauce. That's just always been my thing.
Yeah. Good. And favorite guilty pleasure that you're embarrassed to even admit to?
You know, my fat kid treats are literally the peach cobbler and bacon ice cream. That's definitely one. My second guilty pleasure would be a caramelized banana split where I brulee the bananas on top. My third would be, let me see, what's my third fat boy treat? My third fat boy treat would probably be mango cheesecake.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I really like mango
cheesecake. Those are fancy options. Now, I was impressed watching you cook with this all-clad cookware, especially the eggs, how it wasn't sticking. What's the key to that with stainless steel?
You just have to make sure it's oiled properly. Two, you have to make sure you're going under with the spatula and not giving it the ability to cook into the pan. You know, make sure it's free and so forth. A lot of times the reason that some of the dishes like that stick is because we let it sit too long.
Yeah.
All-clad is just a great brand of pans. You can feel them. They're not cheap. They're not, and when I say cheap, it's like they're not thin.
Yeah.
It's a good grade of pan. I like it because the handles don't have that rubber on the end of it. So I can literally saute, say, a filet, pop it right in the oven to finish it.
Great.
No worries. Doesn't damage my pan one bit.
Good. Okay, final question. If you could only have one small appliance in your house, so excluding ovens and that kind of stuff, just a countertop appliance.
I can only have one?
You can only have one. What are you choosing?
One appliance. Normally people ask me, what's the one tool I keep with me? And that's a torch.
Okay.
But if it's one appliance, I'm going to go with the KitchenAid mixer.
Okay.
I love them. I mean, like Macy's has them in the household section. They're workhorses.
Yeah.
You can make all kinds of stuff with your KitchenAid, not just cake, not just, you know, making creams, but they have so many attachments where you can do pasta,
yeah.
You can do sausage, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to say the KitchenAid.
Good. Great. That's a great answer. Great. Chef Dana Herbert, thank you very much. The demo was awesome. Tell us one more time the name of your book and where we can find it.
The Sweet and Savory Union, and you can find that on Amazon. You can find it on Barnes & Noble. And, of course, you can find it on our website, chefdana.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right.